This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Tavo, Parshat Ki Tavo. In Perikov Ked Pasuk Ted, one of the spots where it's talking about the brachos you'll get. Right? Hashem will give you, your enemies will fall before you, etc. So the Pasuk says, Kimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh kasher nishbalach, ki tishmor mitzvot Hashem lakecha ve'alach tibud rachav. Hashem will make you into his Am Kadosh as he swore to you. Where did he swear to you? In Shad Matan Torah, says the Netziv. And what do you have to do? Ki tishmor mitzvot Hashem lakecha. What do we have to do in order to for Hashem to make us his nation as he swore to us? We have to keep his mitzvot. Ve'alach tibud rachav. Sounds easy or hard? Well, let's see how the Netziv explains it. Says the Netziv, and now we're on the other side of the page. Kitishmor, what is it that you have to do? Netziv says you have to understand the following. Let's say I wanted to live my life in, or even in general, or specifically in the next few minutes, in the next hour, in the next day, I wanted to live with extra Kedusha and Dveikut. I wanted to really cling and feel like one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo yachpotz li badel mimasa mitzvot. What would I do? I would sit there and concentrate intently, meditating on Hashem and what He is and what He represents. And I would feel, wow, Hashem, thank you so much for creating the world. Thank you for making me. I have a karza to over everything you've given me. I really want to dedicate my life to you and everything to you, and I really appreciate it. And if you spend all time doing that, what aren't you doing? Mitzvot. Because let's be honest, I can either sit here concentrating on what Hashem is, I could possibly sit here and concentrating on what a Tosfot is, or right now, a person needs my help. And I can go help them. I can help him move. I can help an old lady cross the street. I can go visit this sick person. I can go bring food to somebody who needs it. So instead of me focusing and concentrating and working on my dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I doing? Some mitzvah ben adam lechavero. Says the Netziv, mikol makom ahechrech lishmor mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. And he says, and that's true, bein ha-shayachim la-shamayim, bein ha-shayachim la-adam chavero. It's both in terms about helping your friend, also about the mitzvahs of shamayim. It could be, I'm really in the zone right now, I'm really at this great meditation place, and I'm really at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if I give that up, to go daven shachris, I'm going to lose that. So instead, I'm going to continue concentrating and feeling this inner peace and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dveikus, but then I'm going to miss davening Bizman. So there are people who do that, and the Netziv is saying that's wrong. No. You're not supposed to miss the opportunities to do the mitzvot when you're supposed to do them just in order to feel this level, a higher level of Kedusha or a higher level of Dveikut. And he says, and how do I know this? The end of the pasuk says, "V'alach to bidrachov." How are Chazal Doresh v'alach to bidrachov? Chazal or Doresh? How is it that you can follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, walk in His footsteps? What does that mean? So we say this is what's referred to in Latin as imitatio Dei, imitating Hashem. Or in the words of Chazal, "Mahurachum, mahurachum, afatarachum." Hashem acts with compassion; you should act with compassion. Afuchanun, avatachanun. All the yimiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to try to emulate. And he says, as I've explained a few times, Azharazo, shelo yehei min ha-kedusha v'chasidut, masir mi masa mitzvot, filo masha bein adam l'chavero. Don't let the fact that I am trying to be on this higher level of Kedusha and Veikut prevent me from doing masa mitzvot. As in, he isn't as from as me. So therefore, if I hang out with this person who really needs me to visit and talk to him and schmooze with him, and he needs to pour out his soul to me, but he has so much going on and so much that when I hear it, it's not good for me. I'd rather just sit here spending my time davening to Hashem and really concentrating on Hashem rather than going helping out my fellow Jew. And really, you're right on one hand, because helping out that person is removing you from min hakedusha v'chasidut. But, says the Netziv, if you think about what this pasuk is telling us, it's really telling us, even if that's true, Hashem is giving you a avtacha, a promise. What is a promise? Yoter nir at the high kitishmor eino tanai. It's not kitishmor if you will, but when you will, meaning sherei kvar ketiv atanai b'rosh v'harashel hu bracha titasig midat ha'kedusha dvekut v'Hashem. You will get that desired level of kedusha and dvekut that you want, afilu shebishah shetishmor mitzvah Hashem gam avlach v'rachav. Even if you stop just focusing and concentrating and meditating and thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu and feeling Kedushin and Vekus, and you go do the Matzah Mitzvah, and you go help out your fellow Jew, and you go act compassionate, and you go help the forlorn and downtrodden. Yesh kama mitzvot she'iyav shar la'asot ha'mashat Vekut. There are many mitzvot you can't do them while working on your Dvekus, while working on clinging to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Especially which means concerning yourself with iskei b'nei adam. Things people argue about and are bothered about are very often so petty. But to them, if they're bothered by it, they need help and they need to talk to you about it. You're not going to be able to listen to them and help them out with what they're doing and maintain your high level of kedusha. Nonetheless, Hashem will make you His holy nation. What does that mean? Miyar achar amase tasiga kedusha v'advekut kemo shaya v'tchilo. Hashem is promising, go do the mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah b'shaito. It's ben adam l'shemayim. It's time to daven. It's time to do whatever mitzvah that you need to do. Well, you go do it. It's a mitzvah to go eat in the sukkah now. Well, you go do it. Then you can go and learn and go back to your Kedushin Vekus. Your friend needs your help. Only you can properly be Menachem him in his Shiva home. Only you can properly visit him when he's sick. We say, Mevalin Talmud Torah L'Achnasat Kala L'Avata Mate. Only you can properly make him happy at his wedding. Only you can properly give the proper respect to this person who has passed away. If I spend my time doing that, I'm not going to be growing in my Kedusha and Dvekut. So says Hashem, I have a promise to you. Go do it, and when you come back, you'll be able to get back to that level of Kedusha and Dvekut. And I'll say even, you'll be able to get to that level you would have acquired in the meantime. As in, instead of 10 minutes of Kedusha and Dvekut, you did 5 minutes and 5 minutes helping somebody else, you'll be back at 10 minutes. I was thinking this week, I remembered, I was working on something from regarding Rav Lichtenstein's Zatzal, and I remember that in one of the Hespedim, or I think he was even alive, it was maybe at his 80th birthday party, somebody described Rav Lichtenstein when we went up to him to talk to him in the Beis Medrash. He was there learning, but he was always available to talk with whatever was bothering a person, whatever was on their mind. A lot of people went up with learning questions, but once in a while, people went up to him with life decisions. You know, I'm choosing between this medical school or law school. I'm choosing between to live in this community, choosing careers. I'm choosing. I'm dating this person. I'm not sure how it. You know, and they would just go talk to him. And this person, I think it was Rav Fisher, described Rav Lichtenstein. That's all. He says when you talked to him, he turned into one giant ear. That's all he was. He had nothing else. He wasn't looking to the Gemara, man, I wish I could go back to learning rather than listen to what this person is saying. It wasn't any of that. It was just, let me hear this person. Let me help him out. Let me hear what's bothering him, and I can help him out. People often think of the Chafetz Chaim, who worked so hard to not speak Lashon Hara. And they say, oh, in order to not speak Lashon Hara, so what did he do? He just stayed silent all day. No, they say the Chafetz Chaim, I don't mean this in the bad way. But they say he was a blabbermouth, meaning he was constantly, not like he would say things he shouldn't say. He was constantly talking. And he was constantly dealing with people and talking to them and helping them with their issues. Having Me'uravim Abrios, it's one of the requirements Mesillas Yesharim mentions. We have to be Me'uravim Abrios. We have to know what people want and help them out and say the right things to them and be with them in their time of need. And that's what it is. Judaism isn't about being an ascetic. It's not about living alone. And if I just focus on me and work on myself all day, living in a monastery somewhere in the middle of nowhere with nowhere to bother me, then I will be the best person I can be in the world. No. The best Ovid Hashem, the person Hashem wants, Lakim Lo La'am, is the person who is able to go be Me'uravim Abrios. The person who is able to be Mekayim V'alachta B'drachav, to go to people and be Mahu Rachum Afata Yehirachum. And that person will indeed get the Bracha of Hashem, that he'll achieve the Kedusha and Vekos that he's desiring, and he shouldn't worry that he's losing out on Kedusha and Vekos by going out to help his fellow Jew. And so that is a lesson we can all learn and work on, especially this week. We're going to be starting Slichos. We should be thinking about the people who we could be helping in the community, people who could be helping out here in Yeshiva. Somebody's not learning as well. Somebody you see slipping through the cracks. Somebody who sees not having a geschmack, not having as good time learning as you, not having as good time in Yeshiva as you. And that's a person you can help out. You can go be Me'uravim Abrios. You can go help him out. Give him a friendly smile. Go talk to him. Go include him in your next Friday night chillin'. You go include him in your next event. You go include him in your next run for pizza. You could also go include him in your next chavruta. Hey, let me tell you this great chiddush. Look, come learn with me. And that's really. And even though you're giving of your time to that person, and that means you're going to be doing less of your own learning. But that's what V'halachta B'drachav is all about. So we should all be zochim.